morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, it's certainly April, as those April showers bring not only May flowers, but a rapidly growing lawn. Our horticulture focus this week from our Extension specialists is all about lawn care. First of all, as you get out the lawnmower and start tackling those tall blades of grass, how do you know how much to cut off? In the spring and fall months, you can mow a Kentucky bluegrass lawn to about 2.5 to 3 inches tall. However, the summer months of June, July, and August, and you get a little heat on the lawn, you want to raise the mower blade up about an inch to a half an inch. This higher mowing height in the summer will help cool and shade the crowns of the turf grass plant, encourage deeper rooting, and provide more leaf area for photosynthesis during the stressful summer months. Mowing below this recommended range may scalp the turf, especially if you have an uneven lawn, and cause the health of the grass to deteriorate. Extremely low mowing heights also decrease the total leaf surface area, making it so the grass plants are unable to produce enough food to meet their needs and making them more susceptible to drying and dying off. However, if you mow too high, you can also create problems. Mowing above this recommended range will reduce the tillering and causes the matting down of grass if it gets too tall. This results in fewer plants and coarser grass, while matted grass can create an environment that is conducive to disease in the grass. Folks often ask us, how often should I mow the lawn? And this is based on the growth rate. Depending on your weather conditions, cultural practices such as fertilization or irrigation will determine how frequently you should mow. Keep in mind that Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses grow quickly in the spring when weather conditions are favorable. This growth will slow during the summer months if the heat and dry weather combine for stress on the plant, and then the growth rate should pick up again in fall. The faster the grass grows, the more often it needs mowing, which is a little bit of common sense, but how do you know when it's ready to mow? The general rule is don't take off more than 1/3 of the total leaf surface at any time. So if you are mowing a lawn to 2 inches, which would be a little short, you would want to cut it when it reaches 3 inches in height. If you are mowing at the recommended 3 inches, you would want to cut it when it reaches about 4.5 to 5 inches. Again, keep in mind that a shorter mowing height will require more frequent mowing, as you are only allowing the lawn to grow just a little bit before you cut off another third of that leaf. Keep in mind also, when the lawn is mowed properly, grass clippings do not need to be removed or bagged. These small clippings will filter down into the turf and decompose, returning plant nutrients to the soil. Lawn clippings in general do not usually contribute significantly to thatch in the lawn. However, you may need to bag or rake your grass clippings if you are mowing extremely tall grass, or you may want to bag them occasionally to use as a mulch in vegetable or flower gardens. Just, of course, when doing that, make sure you have a fairly weed-free grass clippings. Also, keep in mind, we do have quite a few Extension publications that deal with lawn care. Everything from sodding or seeding a new lawn to more information on mowing your lawn and taking care of different types of grass, fertilization, and we also have a very handy turf grass management calendar, which lists the types of things you may want to do to care for your lawn year-round. Also, information specifically on weed control in home lawns, as well as fertilization. All of those can be found on the ISU Extension webpage in the store, or we'd be more than happy to hand you a copy in person or send you a link in an email if you'd prefer to give us a call or stop by. And finally, as you start thinking about your lawn and garden plans for the summer, keep in mind that the Cass County Master Gardeners will be having their annual plant sale to raise funds for the Master Gardener projects here in Cass County. That is coming up May 14th at 8 a.m. until we are sold out. The Master Gardeners usually have a great variety of plants, a variety of perennials and bulbs dug and divided, as well as annuals and some vegetables started from seeds. We'll also have a few other specialty items such as tools, potted arrangements, houseplants, and things like that for sale. So be sure and mark your calendar and join the Cass County Master Gardeners for their annual plant sale Saturday, May 14th, here at the Cass County Community Center in the front parking lot. We start at 8 a.m. and go till they're sold out. And for more information, give us a call. call 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.